This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 454, Natural Native Do's and Do Nots.
You are listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. We believe in connection, not perfection, and we're here to show you how to get the score that you need on your next IELTS exam. Find out why our strategies are the most powerful in the IELTS world and get your free video masterclass at allearsenglish.com/INSIDER. Now, let's get to the show.
Today, I'll interview my neighbor, Carrie, and she'll do a sample IELTS speaking exam. Listen and learn what natural habits will increase or decrease your next IELTS scores.
To get fluent and connect in English, you need a way to practice without being judged by others and to feel free to make mistakes. That's why Monica, an English teacher from Poland, joined our fluency course.
I didn't know what to expect, but when I finally opened the course and I joined the community, I realized that this is what I've been looking for.
You can join this same community that Monica joined and achieve exciting results at allearsenglish.com/plan. Save up to 20% if you join before midnight on May 5th. Offer expires at midnight on May 5th.
Hello, IELTS Energy listeners. You are in such amazing, fortunate luck today because my neighbor, Carrie, is on the show. We thought it would be really good to bring you guys a native voice so you can hear how native speakers would answer these questions, the same ones that you have to get on the exam. And then I could point out how it's strong and sometimes not always beneficial just to be a native speaker. It's not always enough to get those eights or nines that some of you are reaching for. So, okay, we're going to start with part one now. Carrie, can you tell our listeners what do you do? What are you? Who are you?
Wow. Well, thanks, Jess, for having me. I currently am a waitress / acupuncturist / mother / many other things.
This is the life of moms, right? I think, I know there are a lot of moms listening and you guys are trying to get better lives for your families when you move abroad. Maybe you want to immigrate to Canada. And it's not just moms. I'm partial because I'm a mom. But I know lots of our students are also dads that are trying really hard to immigrate to Canada, Australia, to create these opportunities for your family. So you can understand the slashes. Guys, that is awesome to use in speaking part one. When the examiner says, do you work or are you a student, right? 50% chance you'll get that question. And so you could totally use that. No other students are going to say that. You could be like, I'm a student / father / right? Because you guys are all those things too. Okay. So speaking part one, Carrie's giving me the thumbs up. You can't see because it's a podcast. okay. Carrie, do you work or are you a student?
I work. I finished school a few years ago.
And what did you study?
I studied acupuncture and herbal medicine.
What did you enjoy most about your studies?
Very good question. I really enjoyed the herbal studies as well as working one-on-one with people and patients.
What would you like to do with these studies in the future?
Overall, I would like to open my own clinic and have a family practice where I could treat children and teenagers and adults and the elderly, the whole range.
Let's move on to talk about cold weather. Carrie, now, guys, I'm pausing for a second because you have to notice these questions are weird, right? Speaking part one, you guys don't normally talk about this stuff. That's why it takes practice. Okay. Let's move on to talk about cold weather. Have you ever been in a really cold place?
As a matter of fact, yes, I have. I grew up in the Northeast, in the state of New Hampshire, and it was very, very cold, and we had many, many feet of snow every winter.
Many, many feet. I think that's uncountable. So guys, you're learning, this is gold, you guys. Native speakers make mistakes too. That was fantastic. Okay. Is it often cold in your country? Are some places colder than others? It's a real question.
Can you repeat the question?
In your country,
yes.
Are some places colder than others?
Definitely. There is a wide range of weathers.
Oh my God. Weather is also uncountable. Okay, a lot of teaching moments today. Okay, so now, guys, we're going to dive in to part two. First of all, before we do that, I want you to notice, like, what can we learn from this? First of all, a native speaker will have perfect pronunciation, of course. Perfect grammar, usually. But we all make mistakes. Guys, you can get a 9 for grammar and still have slips. A slip is a mistake a native speaker makes on accident, not because we don't know the rule, but because we make mistakes when we talk. So guys, you can still get a 9 for grammar and make slips. Okay, so there's that. When it comes to vocabulary, you do have to be strategic. The examiner wants to hear interesting words. That means these are idioms and expressions we don't use in daily life. Right? So I think the best thing to take notes on would be the natural cohesive phrases, right? How we introduce our ideas and link our ideas. Okay. So in part two, normally you, Carrie's shaking her head and telling me no silently. I'm going to narrate everything for the listeners at home. So guys, usually you would get 1 minute to take notes, right? But I am going to ask, I'm going to challenge Carrie to do this on the fly. All right. So let's see how we can do just a native speaker, right? Grown up speaking English all of our lives. How easy is part two? Let's see. So Carrie, I would like you to describe a dinner you would like to give for friends. Okay, so try and talk for 2 minutes. Go ahead. Hello, lovely listeners. If you would like all of the strategies that are directly connected to the scoring system to learn exactly what the examiner is listening for and looking for in your speaking and writing in order to get those 7s, those 8s, or those 9s, get into the 3 Keys IELTS Success System. Go to allearsenglish.com/KEYS.
I think ideally a nice dinner with friends, maybe would be a potluck sort of dinner where people would bring in one of their favorite dishes that they like to prepare. I think this is a nice way for everyone to add a little part of themselves to a meal that you can all share together. I really enjoy lots of colors and aromas in different dishes. I also have a fancy for colorful kitchen equipment like plates and dinnerware and glasses, so I can make it seem really cozy and beautiful even with simple foods. And
okay, so that was a minute.
Oof.
Right? 2 minutes is tough.
That's a long time.
It's really hard to speak for 2 minutes about a random topic. And sometimes they're really difficult questions, like describe a person in the news. I mean, could you talk about that for 2 minutes?
Maybe Trump at this point. There's a lot of information.
I think today that would be easy, right? Because it's one person in every news article. But if we lived in the parallel universe in which most of us wish we were in now, in which Trump was not a person, then that would be really hard.
Definitely challenging.
Guys, in the blog post for this episode, I'll link back to an episode Lindsay and I did recently about how to describe a historical event for 2 minutes and how to be flexible when you approach that to make it easier. So definitely come back to the blog, IELTS.allearsenglish.com. This is going to be episode 454. Okay. So just a couple speaking part three questions. So this is when it gets a little bit tougher. The questions are a little bit tougher. Okay. I don't think for you, though.
I mean, the first ones were tricky. So let's do this.
Okay. Let's see. So we've been discussing a dinner you would like to give with friends. Let's talk more about this. Would you say that people in your country generally have healthy diets?
I would say no. I don't think people look into what they're eating or the ingredients in their food as much as they could.
Why not?
I don't think there's an emphasis on the importance of food fueling our bodies. It's something that many people have to do very quickly. It doesn't feel like there's a lot of togetherness or where families get together around food anymore. Mm. I think there's something lost in the importance of food when that's, taken out of the equation.
Do you see this trend maybe changing in the future? Do you think people will become healthier or have these different habits in the future?
I would like to think so. It seems like there are healthier trends emerging with more awareness and different healthcare type options. I think people are learning more about nutrition.
Okay, that was a 9. That was awesome.
Finally.
So guys, I want you to listen to this episode a couple times because take note on how her expressions naturally changed according to the formality of the question. So speaking part one, easy questions, easier vocabulary, right? But as soon as we got into more abstract topics, we heard stuff like emphasis, fueling, emerging, awareness. Guys, I will, in the blog post for this episode 454, I'll put the vocabulary Carrie used. And so you can use the same academic vocab in your next part three answers. Okay, guys, thank you so much, Carrie, for coming on the show today.
My pleasure.
and that's it. So there's a lot of learning opportunities. Come back to the blog post. And if you're ready to get into our course so you can get the strategies that even native speakers need if they want high scores on the exam, go to allearsenglish.com/KEYS. And I will be back here and I'll see you tomorrow.
Thanks so much for listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. And if you want to get tips from Lindsay and Jessica every week on how to get a 7 on your next IELTS exam, be sure to subscribe to our podcast on your computer or on your smartphone. Thanks again and see you soon.